Welcome to the Air Extension that goes with my interview with Jenny Johnson, MBE. Jenny is the CEO and co-founder of My First 5 Years. She's also a mum who went from working in IT sales and marketing to CEO and founder of the highly reputed nursery chain Kids Aloud.
I had a train that I needed to make that day, and instead of dropping Jasmine across the road to my gran, I now had to make alternative arrangements. I made the train that day, but my heart rate was literally through the roof. I started jotting down what I needed to make my life work better, and it was all around childcare and related stuff. When I got home that night, I registered the website, and the next day, and this is true, I handed in my notice.
Balls. You juggle them. You throw them. You catch them. You have them. Associated with strength, it means you have courage to be good at what you do. Jenny Johnson has balls. She juggled them in the early years, then took life by them and followed her gut. Undeterred, she knew that if she didn't take a risk, she would never know if she would succeed or fail. But then you cannot ever fail, because that is part of life's learning curve. So ultimately, you only succeed. Get me? Jenny is a success story, but not exclusive to her. She just took life by the balls, pulled on all her resources, entrepreneurial skills, surrounded herself with a foolproof support system, and created an empire. Entrepreneurship entails risk beyond what is normal. It's a willingness to develop, organise and manage with a view to making a profit. And that takes balls. Some people associate balls exclusively with the male species, but I have spent my entire life juggling them and having them. Every decision that I have made, every challenge that I have faced, has taken balls. And over the last 2 years, nothing more than ever has tested me to the limit. So if I'm asked whether I've got balls, whether I've had balls, it's not exclusive to the male species, because it took balls to come out of COVID with a podcast, with a book, with a consultancy, and with a future. Being ballsy is exactly the same as being confident, but for some reason it is a much stronger message and shows a greater sense of determination and application to what you want to do and where you want to be. And that's why we women have balls too. You can hear my next entrepreneurial guest on December the 9th. If you want to find how your business can thrive with my support, head to my website, liz-taylor-consulting.co.uk, and you can find my book there, Tailor Made. In the next episode of Events That Made Me, the Entrepreneur's Edit, I have the man behind some of the biggest TV moments of 2021, Mr. Ben Winston.